Chapter 17, in which Jabba is angry. But Luke's troubles are far from over. The small door is unbolted and thrown open. A giant shirtless man rushes in, the Rancor Keeper. Instead of attacking Luke, however, he runs straight for the Rancor. And as a crowd of guards surrounds Luke, the Rancor Keeper weeps for his lost pet. Jabba is not pleased by the loss either. The Rancor cost him a large fortune. Purchasing and keeping one of the most dangerous creatures in the galaxy as a pet is very expensive. But Jabba has always seen it as a valid business expense. It sends an important message to everyone, from petty thieves to his fellow Hutt crime lords. Plus, it was fun watching it eat enemies. That fun will be gone now. Someone must pay. Jabba snarls, demanding that Han and Chewbacca be brought to him. They will all pay, he swears. After several minutes of swinish bustle, the Gamorrean guards drag Han and Chewie in from the dungeons and push Luke up the stairs from the Rancor pit. Han!
Luke!
Are you all right? Asks Luke, who until now had no idea if Han was dead, alive, or still frozen.
Fine,
says Han, despite being dizzy, blinded, bound, and repeatedly shoved by a stinking, brutish guard.
Together again, huh?
Wouldn't miss it, replies Luke, relieved to see that his friend still has his swagger, if nothing else.
How are we doing?
The same as always.
That bad, huh?
Jokes Han. Still blinded from the hibernation, he asks,
Where's Leia?
I'm here, she calls, relieved that at least one person can't see her humiliating costume, or the fact that Jabba is petting her with a slimy hand. Luke sees it all, but keeps his feelings in control. With his mind focused, he can see the situation more clearly this time. Not all of Jabba's guards and minions are as slow-witted as the Gamorreans. There are several Weequay warriors here, nasty brutes with leathery faces like rotted fruit, and personalities to match. Luke recognizes Klaatu, who was infamous on Tatooine for his black deeds when Luke was still a boy. And though Luke has never seen Jaquil before, he can instantly see that the furry giant has fought and won many battles. And there behind Jabba, watching everyone from behind the thin visor of his dented helmet, is Boba Fett. With Han blinded and Chewie and Leia both in chains, this is not the time to make another escape attempt. But will there be another chance? Not according to Jabba, who is barking out a long string of vicious commands.
Oh dear, says C-3PO. His High Exaltedness, the Great Jabba the Hutt, has decreed that you are to be terminated immediately.
Good. I hate long waits,
quips Han, but it is Jabba who laughs. C-3PO continues.
You will be taken to the Dune Sea and cast into the Pit of Carcoon, the nesting place of the all-powerful Sarlacc.
Doesn't sound so bad,
says Han. And now, Jabba is nearly gleeful as C-3PO comes to the punchline.
In his belly, you will find a new definition of pain and suffering, as you are slowly digested over 1,000 years.
On second thought, let's pass on that, huh?
Han mutters to Chewie, who shows his agreement with a howl. But Luke is still defiant. You should have bargained, Jabba. This is the last mistake you'll ever make. Jabba laughs, and his evil cackle is echoed first by Salacious Crumb, and then everyone in the crowd. But why is there a small smile on Luke's face as he and his friends are hauled off again to the dungeon? What could he possibly have to smile about? Think again, listener, of this dangerous game he is playing against Jabba, with Han as the prize. Jabba assumes the game is won, but Luke sees it differently. After a few risky moves, he has positioned all of his pieces just where he wants them. When the game began, Han was alone and frozen inside Jabba's fortress. Luke knew that many lives might have been lost by attacking the heavily defended castle directly. So he took a different strategy. And now, they are all inside, with no lives lost, ready to begin the game in earnest. Ah, but be careful, Luke. The cost of losing this game is high indeed. And Jabba cheats.